At least 41 people were killed and 26 others were left injured last week after a group of suspected armed men from the Sudanese Miseria community attacked the Kolom, Nong, Dokura and Amiet villages in the Abyei administrative area, according to authorities. Abyei resident Bar Mayuen says his family was displaced in Amiet and are camping out in the open in a place called Kolom. Mayuen says internally displaced person lacks food, shelter and medicine.
There are no shelters. Those who got small plastic sheets have erected them for shelter, but the situation is bad. It has rained once and we expect more rains this time. Weather is odd. Weather is odd during the day and become cold at night, which is a problem.
The head of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Abyei, Santino Deng, says more than 2,300 families who are displaced by violence in Abyei area villages are sheltering under harsh weather conditions.
Amiet alone has 1,716 households, equivalent to 8,580 individuals. Nong has 225 displaced households, which is equivalent to 1,125 persons. Dokura has 199 households with 995 individuals, and Kolom has 250 households with 1,250 individuals. We discussed with the partners the issues of water, food, medicines and sanitation because we are approaching the rainy season, so we hope they might intervene soon.
Sudan's top military leader, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, last week formed a 7-member panel of top military, police and public prosecutors to investigate the root causes of the years-long conflict and to figure out how to end the violence. Most Abyei residents are South Sudanese Dinka Ngok, but the Sudanese Arab Masiria Heda tribe also inhabit the area during certain times of the year. Sudanese Masiria Paramount Chief Mukhtar Babo Nimir admitted men from his community attacked Abyei, but he said they did so in self-defense. Addressing the United Nations Security Council on Sudan and South Sudan yesterday, the U.S. representative to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said the long-term solution to the Abyei conflict can only be worked out through diplomacy. Greenfield said the U.S. government encourages Sudan and South Sudan to renew diplomatic efforts to achieve a peaceful and mutually acceptable resolution of Abyei's final status. She also said the U.S. is, quote, deeply concerned about the recent violence clashes in Abyei in February and March, and thanked the UN for quickly reacting to restore order and increasing patrols. Ajak Deng Mien, a spokesperson of the Abyei Special Administrative Area Government, says calm has returned to the area following last week's deadly violence, but says traders are not able to move supplies from neighboring Sudan due to insecurity in Abyei.
The flow of goods is very weak up to now. Into the market. You know, in the African market, some are coming from Sudan, most of the goods, and some are coming from the south. Those who are going to buy. So now, the flow of goods into the market is still difficult. The situation is very hostile. But the movement between market and Abyei is there and South Sudan, but it is very slow. It is very.
For months, Abyei area has experienced waves of violence between the Ngok Dinka and the Sudanese Masiria Arab nomads, despite efforts by the governments of Sudan and South Sudan to resolve the matter. Last month, the U.S. advised the UN Interim Security Force for Abyei or UNISFA peacekeepers to use all necessary means, which includes the use of force when required, to protect civilians under threat of peaceful violence in Abyei. UNISPA has a mandate to protect civilians under imminent threat of physical violence, to protect the area from incursion by unauthorized elements, and ensure security. UNISPA said in a statement last week it arrested a dozen suspected Masiria attackers and seized their weapons. The disputed region of Abyei straddles Sudan and South Sudan's borders. Its status remains unresolved as the two governments have not been able to agree on its boundaries ever since South Sudan declared its independence from Sudan. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.